So I was thinking whether to just continue the next Mishnah. Talking about Pesach after I saw the reunion on the next Mishnah. So I mean, it's starting from a little bit of a different point than I would have started, but it's directly relating to subjects I was percolating. So we'll do both. Next Mishnah, Chaninus Kanakahan, a famous Mishnah. Chaninus Kanakahan, Oyma Avi Mespalo, Vishloim Mishamach. Muchi of Trilo. You have to go up in for the government. Mespalo, Vishloim Mishamach, so I'm unfortunately explaining that this is talking even Malchus Shalachim. It's not locked up for Malchus Yisrael. Well, Shlomo Shal Malchus, Shalim Mole Mele, Mariro, if it wouldn't be for Mariro Malchus, Isha Shere Chaim Lo. If it wouldn't be for Mariro Malchus, then one would swallow up the other one alive. This Mishnah may have some internal explanations. But, we'd like to try to speak a little bit in the game. So we'll see a very, very interesting opinion it has over here. And we'll use this as a springboard to go on to Yoni Pesach or Cholam Pesach. Cholam Pesach. The opinion says as follows. Zeh Inyin. Ratzilayim v'sheyesh lal mispal v'sholom kol ha'olam. This is an idea that the Mishnah is teaching us, that a person should mispal on the sholom kol ha'olam. With the tzar al tzar shel achirim. And a person should feel the tzar of others. Chin darkin shel tzadikim, kama shel matovid, v'ani v'chaloisim, l'vush tzak. V'yitzolayim v'shein lasis tachanunu v'vakashosu v'litzroch al debat. A person should make his tefillahs only for his own needs. Ach l'spal al kol v'nei odim sh'yamdu v'sholom. V'vashlam v'shem achos v'sholom. So the chutz, the chidushim, the main chidushim of the Mishnah, which is usually done with in such a Mishnah, talking about the relationship between the union of Malchus and Shalom and Olam, then turns the chidush over to an area of Tefillah, a very particular chidush in Tefillah. This is a very mechudish Tefillah that anybody who takes a bit of unit to tell us, we I don't know, speak for myself, but I think most people come to this idea, this type of a tefillah on their own. It's not a simple tefillah to come to. Most people are very wrapped up in their own little world, and some little worlds are very little worlds, and some little worlds maybe extend to the family, to the neighbors, to some people that you know, to individuals that you've come in contact with. You can daven for others. I'm talking about selfishness here. That's not the point. But to have this type of macro sight, that I have to be mispalo for the shlemu shel malchus. Why? Because for the general good and welfare of all of the people in the nation, if the malchus is going to be functioning properly, everybody's going to be better off. And if it's not going to function properly, then there's going to be a lot of tzaras. And that public tzar doesn't have a first name to it. It doesn't have a particular address. We're talking about a general Neisa Olam Chavera, Neisa Olam Kol Chayis, Neisa Olam Kol Olam, that the Rebbein Yehuda is being mechayel us. He's explaining to us that's what the chinuch chanukah is not telling us just the chiddush. He's not putting the emphasis. The binyan is not putting the emphasis on the chiddush of the relationship between malchus and the shalom ha'olam, but that the chiddush is really the way the chinuch says is having the spala of shalom ha'olam. The chiddush is that this is a subject that has to be on our minds, and therefore in our tefillos. Where does a person come to that type of perspective on the world? I'm a little guy, I'm a little world, I try to help a few people around me. They help me, I help them. You know, we have a little world, you know, the big people, you know. You go to the big people, tell them to worry about the big ones. with real people, maybe the real world. No. If I take care of myself and my family and a few friends, like, that's really a lot. But, like, to have such a type of God to every Jew, I say, you know, you have to have it all cheshbened out to tell the level of government. You have to cheshbend that the public good requires a proper functioning government, and it's mechayev you. What are you going to do about it? Start a new party? No, that's not exactly what he had in mind. He says, yeah, it has to be on your mind to the point that this goes into your tefillos. What is a very mechudishtik and mechalachi tefillah? Mechudishtik and mechiyuv tefillah? And I find this to be in Pesach, is it related to some of the issues that we wanted to talk about in the Yom of Pesach. So we'll start from this type of tefillah, and we'll spread it out to a broader subject of Pesach. Maybe for tonight, since we're a little bit still just a bit behind, a bit before the last minute rush.
Just, are you sure? You haven't called my people.
you don't know what next week's going to be like. Whatever you're feeling now, it's not shy, So, as we spoke about Pesach probably in other years, I'd like to speak about the preparations for Pesach. Every tekufa, every zman has its particular avodah, its particular zman, which is schools to be kind of work on certain things, and every certain nisyonos. The nisyonos that come in every time are generally opposing and opposite of the mile of the time. People find themselves and have a hard time being happy on Purim. For some reason, just on Purim, they're in the dumps. And it comes Tisha B'Av, and they're really looking jolly with the bothering with this Churban business. Every Yom Kippur, you're not so hungry. Yom Kippur, yeah, really starving already. But the Yitzhak has a way of hitting us always, but that's part of the indication of where we have to put our knowing the understanding of the Zmanim and of the schools of the particular Zmanim. It's usually expressed in the Asaytoi, and it should be. But there's also a concept, especially in the Echana, of the Sol Mira, which is the Echana of the Asaytoi. All of the mitzvahs are Laila of Pesach, or all mitzvahs essay. You have probably the most intense special group of mitzvahs in any one particular time you have in the Pesach. Matzah, Mor, Nagoda, all of the Havakaisis, all of the mitzvahs that go together with the Seder and Sipus Yitzvahsayim. But Pesach is also the place where the process of Sumerah Seituiv is Dereisa. It's part of the process, the Achon of a Sukkah. True, if you can't have, you don't have a Sukkah, then you're not going to have where to eat the Sukkah. But there's no mitzvah in particular of building a Sukkah. If you happen to have a Sukkah that you didn't build, there's nothing missing in your mitzvah Sukkah. However, in order to be kind, the mitzvah of matzah of Pesach, korban Pesach, there's a chiyuv to mevayeh the chametz. There's a chiyuv not to mevayeh the chametz, but they're also related as far as korban Pesach. You can't check the korban Pesach until if anybody has yirgal lav, then the bnei chaburah still has chametz. So the general rules of Somer Havre say toiv that we have the whole time kula are established and are presented to us in the derisive form in the Hachanas for Hachanas and Akim of the Yom Chag Pesach. We find numerous numerous different aspects to the preparations and to the kin of the mitzvah of Pesach. And the reason for this, the reason why we can find such a many faceted chag, goes to the shoshi of the one we probably spoke about before. It's partial piece of these things of, I think, Purim. We started talking about things that are related. It says in the Gemara that Purim always has to be an Oda Sheni because you have to be saying Gula Gula, meaning that the process of Gula that starts Purim, the Zman is a Zman of Gula. There's one Chatira Zman that starts from all of us in Nisan, and there are processes that go throughout the whole of him. The Gemara going, as I'm sure we've discussed in the past, the three basic zmanim in terms of chagim, Christ, so Gemara Golim, have the basic structure of the, in the year, in terms of the year, that you have in every process of the beginning, middle, and end. And we've discussed it many times. Right now, we'll keep ourselves on Pesach, and Pesach is the easiest of them as far as clarity. What's the subject? The subject of Pesach is the beginning. Pesach, the whole union of Pesach was that was the birthday of Christ. Just like we have Zichros Yom HaShavuos L'Kadshei, the birthday of the world, that we have a mitzvah of Shabbos to have the proper relationship to the idea that the nation created the world. So too we have the Zichros. We have the Schiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the mitzvah of Rabbi Dali, to know the beginning of history, of the history of Tachlis. The history of Tachlis, history of the world of Teichen, the world of Tachlis, starts on the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's when the nation of Chayisal was born. Vaday, it wasn't born out of nothing, and it had Shoshim. Chayisal wasn't born from nowhere, they came from all of the boys. And as far as individuals go, so there are earlier stages. But the world was not made, Tachlis of the world was not made, at least after the generation, to be reached and attained only by individuals, but the generation wanted there should be a cloud. There should be a total nation. And the time when the world entered that stage, where history became meaningful in terms of Tachlis, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the number one definition that we have is that's the beginning of the process. The number two definition, which is always quite clear, is that it's the Chag of the Negilah always, it's the Ramavim and the Negilah Midas, and we sing in Chesed. Chesed. This is half the brothers to explain this, that Chayisal were not quite on the surface up to par. And it was not from the Halkei of Din. It wasn't from the Halkei of reward of their earned efforts that we went out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't even the right time, according to the Iker HaDin of the Ketz. The capability of taking Chayisal out at that point and turning the nation that was in Memtesher, two members of the war and all this fine, the nation that was on the surface, Eilor, to make them Roy, to be Mekabel HaTorah, so there was a tremendous, nothing comparable intervention of the Rebbein Shalom, of the Chesed Elzein, into history, where we got on an elevator, and in 49 short flights, we went up from Mitzray Tuma to the Mitzray Bina, all the way up to Matan Teya. That process is a process that is Kulei Chesed. Every beginning of the world, just like the world was created by Chesed, every beginning always has to be a Chesed. Like the Eve said, a person wants to have Tainus on the Vanishlam. So he asked, where were you when he created the world? You're coming to be a Baldolah with a Vanishlam, you're coming with Tainus. Especially after you realize, on what grounds did you start? Is there anything, you did mitzvah, it's wonderful. Did you ever mal your child and tell the Vanishlam gave you a child? Did you put up mezuzah and tell the Vanishlam gave you a house? Here you take trumas and nisus and tell the Vanishlam gave you a field and so forth. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom, whatever mitzvahs and spheres that we have here now after there, is always preempted by a chesed Hashem that gives us the opportunity. In the macro, Klai Yisrael's zchuyos, ikir zchus of Klai Yisrael, is l'man yavdu zolokim al ha'azeh. And Yosef has been asked, what are they going to be zoiche? Zoiche because they're going to be mekabel ha'Torah. But they weren't mekabel ha'Torah yet. And they left Mitzrayim, saying that they were empty of mitzvahs. The Baruch Shem had to interpose into the Sidrei Teva Ruchni, we'll call them, and bring mitzvahs down into Mitzrayim, into the majority of Klai Yisrael there. Mishkul Ku, very strange type of mitzvahs. You take a person who's a military leader, you take him by the sleeve and you say, Mishkul Ku, Mishkul Yideicha Mavira Zohar, it's called Tlash HaShem Mitzvah. Take your hand off the Avodah Zarah and pick up. Usually, if the person has his hand on the Avodah Zarah, we don't talk to him. We'll get rid of the Avodah Zarah, then we'll start talking to him. You know, Yisrael took Klai Yisrael where they were, empty of mitzvahs, and gave them the mitzvah, the nilo, the mitzvah, the Pesach, the Ma'echayi. These Mahalchim, it's called, this was Dila'ila, meaning that the whole Tzairus that came, the whole capability and the whole process, Sassamakis, the whole Kaisal were basically passive, totally passive. They didn't really have any part in the process of Bula. This is something that was Kulay Chesed. He's the one that's following the truth. Avraham Avinu was the Av Rishon, the Shirish, as far as the others goes, and the starting point of Klai Yisrael in terms of the others, is known for two basic Yisaidis. And on the surface, we don't necessarily right away have the relationship between the two of them. One of them is that he was the Rosh HaMamini, Emunah. The person, the word Amunah and the word Avraham Avinu are like they come into your mind simultaneously. The Reish HaMaminim, the Reish that went Ivrim, Kol HaOlam Le'ev Ezeh, V'Olam Le'ev Ezeh, the whole world was lived over the Zohar, Avraham Avinu was Magal Ve'Enes. Reish Avraham Avinu was the one that was, until Avraham Avinu came to the world, he was Rokei Shemayim, it says. And he, the Reish HaMaminim, his name wasn't clear in this world. That that brought Al-Kei Shemayim V'Orts, that that brought the Benjamin's name down to this world, that brought him in, became the Shoyer Shalal Amunah that now is spread among almost all humanity. Basic Amunah of the Berlaylum is a, it's all the credit of one individual, Avraham. This is one of his most basic aspects, one of his most basic attributes. And remember, the Veda of the Yom of Yitzis Mitzrayim, of the Seder, all of the days before, the after, in the middle, all Malach, but the culmination of the Seder is Kulay, the Iker, and the Veda of Amunah. What do we do? Chayav Odom Lirahas Atzmi, the Yitzis Mitzrayim. The person with the Zohar to actually have experience going out of Mitzrayim, so his Amunah Chushes would be a simple reality. A person who has went through the Esar Makas, and a person who went through the going from the Dementer Sharetuma to the Mountain Tayer, going through the Shibut Guf to the Yuritz and the Adorama. It's called the extremes of the Hashkocha, which is made v'chush mamish, the yisoid of Ashkocha, which is mekimi miofadol, me'ashkoi siyoim regiim. The Ben Yishlanim, if you're on hogo of the Ben Yishlanim, lo yim yorubchem, all the Eskan Ben Yishlanim doesn't love us because of our greatness, number, quality, of the that the Rebbeinu Shlom is Mereimim, that brings up Mekini Meofadol, Miash Meisiyoi Mevioin. This was, Tzitzis Mitzrayim was a Mitzis. This was something that the Avoida of the Seder is to the degree that a person is capable of to remove it, to experience it. Chuvachai Vomiris as Atzma. That you can see a Chush. Let's tell a story about what happened 3,000 years ago. But we experience it, we come in contact with it, we live the reality of Mekim Yofadol, going out from Shibud, Ruchni, Gashmi, in the ultimate Shibud, the Chayus Oil. The relationship between the two Yisraelites that are the Aleph of Klai Yisrael, the Aleph of the world, and the Aleph of all of Eretz Hashem, is a Emunah and Chesed. How do the two come together? What's their relationship? So the relationship is twofold. One is that the Emunah that the things that we've discussed at length, I think in the past, we'll say it in short now. The Emunah Yisraeli that Klai Yisrael brought into the world is Hashem Echad. Is that Kol Mashakoya, everything that happens, all of history, is all a product of Ritzon Shemayim. And Kol Ma'adol V'Rachmanu V'Tafel V'Lo. Everything that the Rebbeinu Olam Chesed Yibonu. The world was Kulei Chesed. Hagam. That we also say that there are two basic Hagas, Sarah Chesed Yibonu. The Emunah of Klai Yisrael, the Yisrael of Klai Yisrael, is that although on level one, on the surface level, a person has to know that there are two Anugrahs, and each one requires special relationship and special bracha. Ala Toiv, in this world, you say a Toiv and Meitiv. Ala Ra, you can't say a Toiv and Meitiv. Bishak Echlach Meitiv. You have to say Bracha and Hamas. That's on one level. But in the level of Emunah, it's Klai Yisrael, that's the Yisrael of Emunah of Klai Yisrael. There's Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad, there are Kol Echad. And the Os of Lavi will be Meniskala, that Hashem Echad, then Kuri Tei V'Meitiv. And everything will be Oyev Chasei Yiponi. The Kol Hashkoch HaKuli, Mitkul Os of Yatzai, even the things that look to us very, very, they only look, they are, very, very much, very strong, very drastic, very incomprehensible din. The moon of Klai Yisrael is that it's Kulei Chesed. So the one level, step one level of the relationship in Inyan HaChesed, why the Rosh HaMaminim was also the Av of the Omud of Gemilas HaSodim, because that Klai Yisrael's Emunah is the Emunah of Chesed. Ad Kedei Yidua. He was able to teach the Kol HaTorah Kula is Nichlal in the running of Chesed, and Kol HaShah is a little more lower. You'll see how Tefillin comes from Chesed, and how from Mechias Amorah comes from Chesed. Everything that even mitzvahs that there are mitzvahs that don't seem such Chesed mitzvahs. But B'chol Eifon, B'shul Yesh, everything is Mechaser, Eidon Chesed Yivani. It's the Yishay Yishay Amun of Klais. On the second level, especially when we're talking about the Chesed of the Imam al-Chaveri, which was Avraham Avinu's forte. We spoke about this, the Chiddush of it, when we're talking about Malik, you know, we say it on the positive side of things. The same Yisrael that we said before. Kol Zman, we spoke about it, quite soon we spoke about it for a long time. Kol Zman, that a person doesn't have the Shayush and the Klai Yisrael, then the world should be split into two camps, the good and the bad. And once you start splitting up the world, you find out that the neshama is good and the guf is bad. In case the chesed could be a kind of necessary evil kind of thing, it's not part of main state religion. It's what can you do? The poor guy needs, you better help him out. But like, you know, it's really getting in the way of religious experience. But like feeding him and taking care of him and sitting and schmoozing with somebody he needs to be schmoozed with, and it's not wasting time, it's getting in the way of ruthless. The Chai Yisrael, it's not that way. The Chai Yisrael, all aspects of Gashmius, all aspects of the young Leilam Hazeh, in terms of Gnus Chesodim especially, not only, but also in terms of Gnus Chesodim, everything turns into a one of the highest forms of ruthless. Because all Yon Yerim Hazeh, all Taivas Yerim Hazeh, everything desirable in this world, we don't look at it as basically a rap. We look at it as basically toif. Nor, we give it its proper definition. So, it's not a tachos. Eating is a wonderful thing, but it's not a tachos. It's not that all of the Yon Yerim Hazeh, but no, it's a wonderful thing, but it's not a tachos. All these things are means. And they're meaningful. Every means is a meaningful depending what ends that you can address it with. The Yisoid of Gemilas Chesodim, which is from the Yisoid, is one of the, a third of Torah, right? Or more, and the first third of Torah. And the Shoresh is always that Shoresh, that's Kol. The first is always Kol, everything that comes afterwards. Just like in Hanhaga, we say that there's Hanhaga, Chesed, and Din. But the Shoresh all comes in Chesed, so too. In the Midas of Torah. So we have Torah, Abayah, and Gemilas Chesodim. But the starting point is always Chesed. The starting point is Chesed. The Yisoid, the Kedusha of Avodas Chesed, which was Avraham Avinu's battle flag. That was Avraham Avinu's, that's what he stood for. The Emunah of Klal Yisrael, that all in Yon Yerim Hazeh are tremendous, tremendous opportunities to be Mekayeh, the Ritzon Shemayim and the Gibui of Chasdei Hashem through the process of Mahu Afato, through the fact that the Chesed Hashem, the Chesed Elyon that the Rebbeinu Shem put into the world, he gave over to us the capability of continuing of being his ambassadors in that process. And the Shoyush, Ratzon Hashem of the whole world, which was Rahiti Ben Yosef, he gave over the great right and privilege that other individuals can do the work for him on a certain level. Every chesed that we do to a different person, to a different individual, we're standing there as a representative of the Rebbeinu Shel Ad Kedei Kach, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's pasuk, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, pasuk would say, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam stands as a malveh, as a malveh to a person who does tzedakah, to a malveh shel chayim dal. It's a pasuk. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam stands. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Chazal say, Pasha used the words, Eved Leiv Lishmael. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam stands as the Leiv to a person who gives tzedakah. Why? Because you're doing, if I pay your debts, if you ask me to pay your debts, so that's taking a long time. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's native and called Yosef. He gave us an opportunity that we, our own peer, can go do his job for him. And then he stands as he owes us one. To put the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself, puts himself into such a shibud, if he would be, as if he would be the Leiv. He would be the Leiv. As if he would be the Leiv. This Yisoid of Rebbeinu Shel Olam Chazda gave us the opportunity to be his ambassadors. That every chesed that we do, we stand as a kind name of the Ikir Tzvi Shemayim Lehitiv in Bereisav. to be part of the Bernishon Shoyush Yidav Chesed, where the whole world comes from. This is from the Amud, this is Amud Rishon, the Amud of Ravino, the Amud of Ami, the Amud of what Pesach is all about. If you excuse me, we will get practical. I don't mean to a personal battle, but we'll talk on a...
No,
a person gives stalker to a queen in the house. A person gives stalker to an army, it's an emotional ultimate one. As if he would be a loiver from the person who gives stalker. Oh, that's the avir voice of all. Stock is always the avir voice. That's the avir voice of all. Let's go. We started from the Benyamin. Let's see the Benyamin. Where does such a tefila come from? A tefila person has to have in mind tzar. You have to tzar v'cheir. Oh, I understand. I have to worry about my neighbor. If I have to show him tzar or somebody near me, around me, in my neighborhood, in my society, something directly in front of me. But no, the chiddush of such a tefila, this is a tefila that has a cherish and chesed. A person who says that tefillah tzad atzmai would not necessarily be mechayiv this type of tefillah. A person could be yoytzer all the men in a tefillah on his own tzoros and the ones of the people near him. This type of world responsibility, world involvement, this type of... Where does that come from? That comes from chesed. One of the yisoyos of minas chesed is that chesed doesn't have a guru. Chesed doesn't have a shir. Whenever a person starts going down the road of chesed, so you find that as much as he does, there's always left afterwards more to do than he started with. Whatever you've done, so now you're about ready to start. Almost. You get to the top of the hill, and you see that was just the foothills, and the real mountain climbing is still in front of you. Oilam chesed, your bonus, just like the bonus of chesed, is chesed chain like gvu. Chesed is something that's inspired, like the responsibility of Ma'uraf Ator that the Torah puts on us is that we must, from Chesed, break out of the limitations that we usually live in. That's part of the Avdus, the Hishtabdus, that Mitzrayim is Meitzah, it's Gvulin, that we're stuck in micro-worlds, with all of our own internal problems. So there's a meritic chiddush here of breaking out of the boundaries to the point that there's basically no boundaries left. To take in the most ultimate terms of chesed. Worry about the whole world. Who are you fully? Okay, worry about the whole world. What can you do? You can daven. You can daven. The fact that you're not in the driver's seat, you're not the President of the United States or something, right? You're not, I don't know how much else, but the whole idea. Not head of the Japanese bank, not exactly who's in running the world of space. The whole idea, and exactly how much you've done is, tachlis, a person in usually doesn't get into these thoughts because he's miyayish before he starts. He says, don't bother with something that I can't deal with. Chesed, a person that's chesed-oriented of the Bereshit, because the Torah chesed, is not stopped by such limitations. But there are people who are going to suffer. There could be two ways. There could be a better way, and there could be a not-so-good way. There could be proper malchus, where things will be proper, and if not, then there's going to be tzoras. It should die to you. It has to bother you. You have to feel. You have to be face it all in chavera. Who's the chavera of the whole world? Where's the person got such a kriha, such a perspective from? Only from chesed. Chesed is such an unlimited koyach. They can expand and extend beyond any limits. There's no kashas anymore. There's no tirutz. There's no. I'm too small. I'm too big. I'm too this. I'm too that. There's none of that. Right? There are problems in the world that it bothers me. Okay. What are you going to do about it? Okay.
That's chesed,
yeah. It's a chiddush gadol, and there's a pearl from his words here, especially from the inyan, that he talks about feeling the tzar. Right? If you feel the tzar, what are you going to do about it? You can open a party, you can, what are you going to do then? Well, tell yourself what to do. Pesach has also Yerushas Olas. It's also from the Sages of the Chalom for Pesach. Each individually in Christ as a whole, well, generally are still in Gulas. We're in for a Gula. Gulas are clown, Gulas are crap. We can do a lot of issues. And there's a few problems still left in the world, if anybody noticed lately. What do you do? Very often there are problem situations that practically there's nothing to do about. It seems to me, believe that it's 9 out of 10. Most people are thrown to situations that they don't have really solutions for. There's nothing you can do about it. Many, many of the financial problems, medical problems, any problem that you want to talk about, very often, is there a 1, 2, 3 process and all solve a problem? It seems to me 9 out of 10 nowadays. I don't know if it was always like that. It seems nowadays most people, 9 out of 10 people, you find have problems that they don't have a solution to. And nobody they're going to ask has the solution either. Nobody that they'll ask has the solution either. So what's the solution for us? He wants us to die. The British heard Sarakosa. The one thing that Chai Yisrael did do that started off the problem process was it's too terrain. Sure. Is nobody listening? Someone listening. You make a brocha every day. Shemir at Tefillah. I'm talking about that the branch of Shemir Meshe Ben has Tefillah. That Meshe Ben made that brocha. When we say every day three times Shemir at Tefillah, we're making on our Tefillah. The person doesn't believe it, he's saying a brocha levatal. The end of the process of the emsoi, of the brichas of akoshes, is a brocha of the ben shemei shemei tefillah.
And
if it wasn't, you'll be tefillah tzibah. If I was not you, but yours, but yours. Yeah. And if you exclude yourself, you're not into that brocha. The shemei tefillah is going on the akoshes. Of all of the bakashas of the emsois, all of that, the middle part of Shemiraseh, which is firstly your own individual needs. Person's yisoid of Kaisal's emunah is Shemir Tefillah. Right? You have nothing to do, we never have nothing to do. Right? What do you do when you put us in a corner? Same thing, Baruch HaYad, what do you do? What does Kaisal do when every time, so forth, worse. Yeah, for sure, worse. Shoot it. You're down and moving, things happen. You haven't seen it lately? First of all, most people who live this type of life, where they daven daily on their particular problems of the day, find that things do happen. Not all the time, not always, but enough times that. Thanks. I knew that. You can hear someone who's listening. So now, why this one, that one, this one, yes, and that one. That's not nice. We can't know all Chesh brings. But from once in a while, a person can hear. The chesed that enables a person to have this type of a macro look on the world also gives him that emunah that can believe that the littlest person, a little Jew, who's going to listen to me? Tell him if I come and I talk to him about my cow. So I understand that. If you listen to me before, I'll talk to you about my little problems. But how about I come to talk to him about problems with government? A lot of perspective, you know? What do you know about government? There's no passions and there's no tools. A person feels the tzai, every little Jew feels the tzai of the whole world. And goes to Bnei Shalom and knocks on his door. Yeah, we won. So I got a problem with the American government. Let's do something about it. Who's there? Moshe. What do you want? I want to say another American number. Okay, back in the place where S is another mango. Yankovic, no. Yeah, the version of Shemir Tzvi. The Shemir Tzviwa of the Rebbe Shalom, the Chesed of the Kuk of Klai Yisrael, it's all one. The Moon of Klai Yisrael, the Tzviwas of Klai Yisrael, the capability of the littlest Jew coming to this biggest of Tzviwas. This is Pesach time. This is Tamish and Shkoch. He sees that, listen, that's, doing the Vodas Perach, and the others at home these days. Well, it's notion, our notion. And I said, like, what's going to be with Shia? It's pretty Shia. So you down in a vision of helps us. Going in is clearly a face up of the Nehida. And it's kind of a pattern, it's a Sugim Psochim. And it's clearly it's a Psochim Psochim. It's kind of got it. The Yisoid in the Shayrish of this man is to be mimed all the ascholis, all of the beginning of whatever a person does. All of the beginning of the Avodas Hashem, Eilun Gabon Shalom is Eilun Chesed Yibonei, so we have to also be Eilun Chesed Yibonei. Practical responsibilities. Number one, first and foremost, is that if we want to be zeicher to be chesed, should we give up? So we have, this is the time of doing chesed. Chaisa, the minig vosik, it's a minig that goes back, some of those men, the tenoi, at least, it was called Kinkuli Pinsu. Sukkot also cost money. And Chaisa is stop and make sure and does everything. But Pesach is like this special. It's called thing for the Pesach. Matzahs are very expensive. Maybe it's also not cheap. You have to buy this, you have to buy that. Every chag is expensive. But there's a special meaning of tzlokah. Special meaning. Why? Because this school says man. This man is a man of chesed. First of all, goes into any chag without having done anything for a niyan. So there's very nasty things it says in Chazal. The mission doesn't go for that very much. But that's true on every chag. On Pesach, it's the starter. And that's why the Seder also stands that way. Before you get started, open the kol, get everything set up and thrown out. Anybody ever walk in? Stories that happen. But basically, the Seder is to be melamed us, the Shevish, of what we're going to do. We're talking about the Emunah. Klai Yisrael, Emunah Klai Yisrael is based on Chesed. Vaday, when you sit at the Seder table, it's a little too late. And the basic avodah of making sure that the Kol Dichon and Yisrael Yecho has to be done beforehand. This Emunah of Klai Yisrael, it says it goes back to who knows when, but Vaday Mugdom Oid, that there's a special, there's a Zman Mufuk B'Yosef, and the B'chol Dover, that Eis L'chol Dover, when a person is Eivet, stock is good any time. But when a person does the Avodah of, that's particularly relates to the time, so then it has special effect, it has special quality. So, part of our responsibilities of preparing for Pesach is poshut chesed. And the avodah of chesed is stock. Another area, aniyei yircha koyim. And the biggest aniyei yircha is your household. Unfortunately, it's been my opportunity to deal with the Shalom Bayis. Different occasions. And every year, the pre-Pesach period is a time when there's a lot of phone calls. Every year. And it doesn't take tremendous insight to realize that the normal strains, the normal abnormal strains of the Pesach cleaning process is
is a major pressure. And like any time, if things are built properly, so then the akli can take pressures, stand up to the pressures. If there are weak spots in the balloon, so then you know, there's pressures, you know, that's when it pops. Rabbi, that the responsibilities that each individual has in his own household, because each person has their own situation, and the way of doing it sometimes requires also for money, to hire people to help do the work and to lighten the load, so that you're doing it on your own. But whatever way the business knows that it's part, it's not a side, it's not a, it's not an all, but he has to take it as part of it. It's not an all that's like, wish we can get out of it. But it's part of the achonah, it's part of the basic achonah for Pesach. Because this is an extremely opportune time to be Isaac and Chesed. In Chesed for Bushra, Chesed for Mammon, with Bnei Beisa, and they need it. Almost always. Almost always. It can come in the form of, first and foremost, that whatever assistance that a person gives in the household, generally the most important part of the assistance, besides actually doing the work, is how you go about doing it. If you catch your way through the whole thing, it might be better you just do something else. Every time somebody asks you, you can do something, explain to them how tired you are, right? And how worn out you are, and how you just can't do it. So the pressures that you're going to build up, the pain, the emotional efforts that the same process can go through. If instead the person would bring a big bottle of humor, but let me say this, it's been almost a very simple. Simcha in times of stress, in times of physical stress, like pre-basic cleaning, is something that sometimes goes out with the dishwater. And it doesn't take all down the process that people are, that we're on top of each other, everybody's nervous, everybody's uptight. And it's very, almost impossible not to fall into this. You see that people listen regularly. People are listening. The hachonas, including the spring cleaning, which is not really necessary for Pesach, is all part of the Pesach preparation because you're Isaac. This is chesed amiti. That's not only helping the unknown person across the street. Chesed is helping. You do like it, you don't like it, you'd rather be somewhere else, but this is what your wife has made up, that she needs to be done, and if you're not going to do it, I help her, she's going to do it. I'll get broken because she didn't succeed, whatever it is. And the person puts the shoulder, puts the hands, gets down on the floor, does what he can, shows the efforts, and does it with a smile. Brings in some humor into the household, brings home a treat, okay? Gives her a good word, help, she really deserves, bring her, a little thing, okay, something. You're working so hard, here, take a 5-minute break and have a pizza, okay? This is a ruchni as matzah. Pizza can be a ruchni as matzah. The preparation for achilas matzah is a bit more the physical. But if it can be done as necessary evil, and it can be done b'simcha, can be done b'chesed. And some of chesed takes some effort, emotional effort, a lot of physical effort, but the emotional effort especially, of bringing in moral support. Financial support when it's necessary, the physical support when it's necessary, that a husband can bring into a household can make the difference between people coming to the Pesach in the Ruach of the Chag, And people who have come to the Pesach have a ruach of getting out of jail. Not the freedom of getting out of jail, but just the coming home from slave labor. The tefillos that we learn here in Chinyas Kana Kohanim, the tefillos that tefillos based on chesed. Kaisel's kreich is with tefillo, the nigel from its shine, the kreich of tefillo. And this capability of using the kreich of chesed to fuel our emunah and our capability of davening. A person's tefillah only has the quality of tefillah to whatever degree his emunah in tefillah relates to the subject that he's talking about. If he doesn't believe that he can daven for the American government, then he can't. And if he does it, then he's making fun of the process of tefillah. He's bringing shekin from the nation. If he believes that his tefillah is meaningless, then it is. And his tefillahs have almost no value. The koyach chesed, that of the Ribono Shel chesed, of our relationship to the Ribono Shel chesed, the making of the law, the whole process, energizes our capabilities to stand up with our individual mentor sharitum, individual fallacies, which on a regular day sometimes hold us back from a real emunah that our tefillos are worth something. And in the Zman of Chesed, in the Zman of Pesach, we can be mechazik mo'id in the koyach of Yerushas Ha'olos, in the koyach of Klai Yisrael's Yerushim, and we can daven. We can daven for Klai Yisrael, and we can daven for individuals. We can daven for ourselves, yeah. How do you do that? In the middle of house cleaning? I don't have it. You can connect it. There's a special tefillah that comes in the Zifre Elokim Ruach Nishbora. Zifre Elokim Ruach Nishbora. Tefillahs, the korbonos, the highest level of korbonos, better than all the korbonos, come from the korbonos of a person who's a little broken. There's nothing like some pesach cleaning and some physical labor that we're not used to, or whatever it is that we have to make extra efforts that can assure the person's ruach. On the one hand, we talked about before that a person has to be mechazik to give the warmth and the life in their household and not put everybody get broken and uptight. On the other hand, to the point that you don't succeed individually yourself, you walk into the early or late night, whatever it is that you can be another night, you can be playing one out by then. And you feel like yourself, well, how can I do it? And I practically can't stand up straight. Okay. First, I have to know that these are a special opportunity for tefillah. When you go to the Baruch Shem, you don't have to come to the whole kli. It's much better if you come to the broken kli. Instead of the Baruch Shem, I'm telling myself, I practically can't stand on my feet. But there's a few things I have in my mind. I have to tell you about it. You go speak with any Yotekoach. And these tefillahs are very, very special tefillahs. The tzo'oko of Kaiso, they were so worn out and so shogor that they couldn't even put things into words. It was a tzo'oko down. The question understands. It doesn't need a lot of words. When you can barely get through Shemana Esrei, you can barely stand up on your feet, and you make the effort, and you make sure you get to a minyan, and you stand through the Shemana Esrei, and you have the minimal level of tefillah and koyach that you can, but you mean it. And you say, listen, the Baruch Shalom, how about a gula, how about a slicha, how about a refuah, how about panasa, one after the other, without any grace, or kavanas, without any Rosh Hashanah tefillahs. The special tefillahs that a person can have at a time where a person sometimes feeling a little out of things, a little not up to the regular par, for kids. So it's man yuchud, school says man, that you can be mechazik in tefillah. Stalker in tefillah. We'll end with one more. Let's see. Let's get back to our labors of layers of love, right?
I can ask a question.
If
we have to ban the benefit of American government and such things, does that mean we have to keep up on the news and find out what's going on in order to know what the bounds are?
I have feeling that there's anything around. You know enough to know. That's not the problem. She good. The third aspect, which is the main process that we're going through in these days, is the process of Bir Chametz. And it always has to take place on a two level, once on the halakhic level and the physical level. You gotta get the chametz out of your house. Real chametz, imagined chametz, the dust, whatever it's called, chametz. The mole on the wall, whatever it is, no. It's all gotta go. That's it, we have 2 weeks left, really. And by then, it's gotta be gone, out, going, staying, all the chametz gotta be gone. So that's what the subject, whatever goes on the surface, my client knows what goes on the internal levels also. There's a zman of a beer of chametz. There's a zman that we have the capability of escaping from the mitzvah, escaping from the jail that we find ourselves in during the regular part of the year. And the main jail that we have is the Yetzirah. Yetzirah that the Chametz is the source of Issa. It's that Koyach, that Yetzirah, that's the source of all of our troubles, individually and publicly, and collectively. The capability of escaping, of coming to Chilus, is a problem that has two forms. And in the process of the Hachamel to the Tzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzit Yes. From things like Shiva Malkis and Soshanis. Better one is Tarya. And the one that's more guaranteed, but not so pleasant, is Yisrael. The Shibud, the ghost, the whole aspect of the Shibud, was the before Matan Torah, there was only that one. And as much as Kleisel is Mevatel Torah, both the Limud and the Kiyum, so when throughout the generations we were Parshas Bruch HaKoysai, if it all starts with a Meirin B'Torah. If you're a Meirin B'Torah, so then all of the Tikkunim, all of the Biruim of all the law can be done through Meirin B'Torah. To the degree that a person is not powerful Torah, Kol Echad Gufi Kayon, the Meirin is not going to leave you alone, but then it's going to have to go the other way. Okay? And two, like we talked about, the Meirin of Kaisel, and Akom Adar Yachom, and the power of it, and all of the Yisurim, that are the fire comments that get rid of the source of Israel, are also replaced. Before Matan Torah, the Tanya Tzitz Mitzrayim, so then the Parsha was a Parsha of Shibud Gufni in the worst way. Okay? Terrible, terrible Yisrael that was involved in Golos Mitzrayim. Kleiso now has the opportunity to go with both places together. Mina fire the chomets mivaya lo or hemir, right? Torah or near mitzvah the Torah of God. The koyach that we use mivaya the chomets that we try, Klai Yisrael has the capability of making dear chomets a very serene process. But when you go through on your dalet, it's a very beautiful mitzvah. It's done quietly, a beautiful serene mitzvah that's done. This is the Bir Chometz that is the Korach HaTeh. The Bir Chometz of Yudali is the Bir Chometz of Korach HaTeh. The Pesukim that they bring, the Ren Bener Yitzvah, that comes from Yerushalayim, that comes from the Torah Or is the Or that lit on the Ner and the Yitzvah. Right? Ner Yitzvah, the Torah Or, Torah is that Korach To whatever degree the suffering that go through the process of being homeless on the physical side, it's all part of having a town in the goals, the shield of that part of being homeless. But at the same time, in these difficult days, there's a time to mechazik and kaveit in the Torah, that regardless of what the person's responsibilities are, it doesn't matter for being kaveit in the Torah. And a half an hour here, 15 minutes there, that a person could be kaveit in on the difficult days, could be tremendously, tremendously valuable. Here we have, if you notice, we've gone through all three Amudim. Torah, Avodah, and Gemara Chasadim, and there's all the Shoshon B'chesed. This process of Bir HaYetzer is obviously the ultimate chesed. The Yetzer is the ultimate difficulty, the ultimate problem, and having the capability of going through the unique process of getting rid of the Yetzer through Or. And instead of three Yisurim, you have two choices. You can take Or, you can take Yisurim. They both work. Aleph Echel. You go Or, Yisurim. You can take Or, Yisurim. You can take Yisurim. They both work. And the Baruch will make sure everybody succeeds. Because you get Yisurim. But the whole way from the Chesed aspect, you find them all Elam Chesed. The reason for that being is partially like we said before. Every beginning is always clear of all of the process. Then you have individually all of the different stages of the process. But every beginning, every aspect of the shorish has to have its little seed that's the shorish of the tree that has trunks and has the beginning of trunks and beginning of trunks, the beginning of leaves and beginning of fruit. Afterwards you have all the individuals walking. Aravim Chesed Pesach, which is the beginning of the Olam of Chai Yisrael, the beginning of the building of the Olam Ruchni of Chai Yisrael, is a time that we can reestablish a whole way of Hashem on a different footing, more territorial footing. Olam Chesed Yibonei, the Yisodis of Chesed, first and foremost in Chesed Alein, and then carried through both to the other Amudim, both to the Amud of Torah and the Amud of Avoda, making all of the various Hashem. The cloud of the Torah after Hukam Moichel, but all of Torah comes from the Yisraya Chesed. This is bring us to a more Torah-dike Yiddishkeit, a more Torah-dike Mahalik in the various Hashem. And this is the Zman, this is Zman Yuchud, these are Hachonis, the Yomim of Yimei Hachonah for Pesach, it's part of the Chivik of the various Hashem of Pesach. And we have to know how to use up these days and all aspects of it, even that's a pleasant part. You're landscaping the floors, whatever you're doing. That's all part and parcel of candy if you bring it into it. Make it cooler and longer than you're